Democrats in the New York State Senate tried to force a vote on gun control legislation in order to put Republicans on the spot. The Republicans voted down the bill. Karen DeWitt reports.
Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the bills include banning possession of bump stocks, the ammunition booster used in the Las Vegas shootings, and allowing a judge to limit a person's access to guns if they are deemed likely to harm themselves or others, known as the Extreme Risk Protection Order.
The bills Mike Conference will be advancing today on the floor are not radical, they're not extreme, they're common sense ways to reduce gun violence.
The other measures include allowing New York State scientists to conduct research on the effects of guns and gun violence. It is banned on the federal level, and expanding the 3-day waiting period for buying a gun to 10 days. On the Senate floor, Democratic Senator Brad Hoylman, who sponsors the bump stock ban, says the state can't wait for federal action.
Congress says they'll close the bump stock loophole, but it's been 4 months, and they've been gutless in the face of the National Rifle Association. It's up to us in New York. We should spit in the face of the NRA today and ban bump stocks once and for all through this amendment.
No Republican senator spoke on the floor, and a vote was called. 29 Democrats and members of the Independent Democratic Conference stood up and raised their hands. 30 GOP senators sat silently, and the amendment was rejected. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.